The brutal MS-13 gang has terrorized Long Island communities and murdered 11 people over the past year, most of them teenagers. The violence has caught the attention of state and federal officials, from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and even President Trump. All have vowed to demolish MS-13, but Brentwood and Central Islip are not waiting for outside help. WSHU's Ronnie Reyes reports.
Last week, both U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Governor Andrew Cuomo came to Long Island and promised to crack down on MS-13. Robert Mickens' daughter, Nisa, was murdered by MS-13 gang members in September.
For another person to take your child's life, you're destroying our family.
Mickens appreciates state and federal efforts to protect the community, but he wants to help students avoid being victimized and recruited by gangs, so he will run for a position on Brentwood School Board. Student involvement has become a key characteristic in proposed solutions to combat the violence. Manny Troach is a Brentwood firefighter whose daughter attends school in the district. Troach wants to create a website for students to post anonymously about gang activity within the school. The website would be monitored by school administrators and police.
We are not allowing our own kids to speak, and they're the ones that know everything.
Sarah Garland is a journalist who spent years writing about MS-13 on Long Island. She says this focus to provide aid to students rather than to go on an all-out offensive against MS-13 might work better to end gang violence in Suffolk.
You know, cracking down tends to only exacerbate the problem. When you have kids coming in contact with the criminal justice system and ending up in, you know, the jail system and so on, you know, that's where gangs really proliferate.
Garland says change occurs when communities help kids who would normally be recruited by gangs. In this particular case, it's unaccompanied minors who resettled here from Latin America. Pastor Mike Cayazo of the faith-based mobile food pantry, Lighthouse Mission, has firsthand experience with the kind of young people gangs tend to target for recruitment. He says gangs like MS-13 offer a sense of family.
It offers acceptance into a quote-unquote family, and you belong to something. Whether good or bad, at least you have this false sense of acceptance. Anything we can do to make them feel accepted otherwise, or in a better way, is a solution to the problem.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone and other local officials acknowledge that the county needs to connect to these minors in order to avoid losing them to MS-13. However, funds for these programs are at risk due to President Trump's proposed budget cuts. Central Islip Superintendent Howard Koning is afraid of the possible loss of 21st Century, an after-school program that helps students succeed in high-poverty, low-performing schools. He says the after-school program helps keep students away from gangs. The Trump administration has proposed to eliminate it.
And so much of the assistance that we were getting from the U.S. Department of Education, from the federal government, we are now being told is going bye-bye.
But Mickens believes his community will find a way to overcome these obstacles through a united front.
We really do need to come together as a whole. Brentwood, Central Islip, Bayshore, Deer Park, the whole Suffolk County, we need to come together.
Mickens doesn't want people to vote for him because he is the father of a victim. He wants people to vote for him because he can help students make the right choice. Ronnie Reyes, WSHU News.